You're listening to SBS News.
Germany is the host country for this year's World Health Summit, which is taking place in Berlin. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz opened proceedings with a plea for unity.
Vernetzung matters.
Networking matters. Collaboration matters. And that means across national borders, according to different scientific disciplines, also between science, politics and society. Without the attentive colleagues from Berkeley, the groundbreaking research on the DNA of our ancestors might otherwise have disappeared into some drawer. Networking and collaboration is also what the World Health Summit stands for.
The World Health Summit.
Outside the meeting, several dozen climate activists protested against the event. Security personnel tried to prevent them from entering the building, but some of them succeeded anyway, and as a less than impressed Chancellor Scholz explained to the delegates, they set off the fire alarm in the building.
So we are discussing pressing issues. Someone pressed the fire alarm. And he's not really supporting our debates over here. They are doing some protests about climate and things like that and think this would improve our discussions. And I think the best way to improve the discussions is just continuing without hearing to it.
World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus agreed with Chancellor Scholz that the COVID pandemic had showed the world that international cooperation was vital.
Taking global health to a new level means we need a new global agreement or global accord based on a shared vision. At exactly the moment when the world needed to come together to face this common threat as one, the COVID-19 pandemic has been characterized by a lack of cooperation and coordination. When we can only face shared threats with a shared response.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres returned to one of his regular themes, that the world's economy doesn't help the world's poorest nations, which has a direct impact on health.
Our unbalanced global financial system is failing the developing world. This must change. All people need inclusive, impartial and equitable access to health services to deliver universal health coverage. And in these times of great trouble and stress, we must ensure that mental health is not a neglected aspect of health care.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation also announced it would commit $1.2 billion to support efforts to end polio throughout the world. Mr. Gates was introduced as having a laser focus on ending polio, which has started reappearing in Western countries.
Our foundation is pledging $1.2 billion in support of the Global Polio Eradication Initiative. In recent months, the media has been paying more attention to polio because of its reappearance in places like the United States and the United Kingdom. But a committed group of people have been paying attention for decades. It's horrifying to see children paralyzed by a disease that's totally preventable. Polio is a stark illustration of health inequity. There is something incredibly unjust about kids facing a disease that has been nearly wiped out in every part of the world except in their country.
Polio is one of only two diseases currently the subject of a global eradication program, the other being Guinea worm disease. So far, the only diseases completely eradicated by humankind are smallpox, declared eradicated in 1980, and the cattle disease Rinderpest, declared eradicated in 2011. Alan Lee, SBS News.